Why did you throw your puff wrapper in the toilet?
Because? What's wrong with
it? The whole plastic wrapper was in the toilet.
Oh, no, I didn't throw it in the toilet.
Well, the plastic case that it's in was in the trash next to it, but the whole plastic wrapper was in the water.
Oh, that must have, I must have left it on the counter and then it blew over to the toilet.
I was like, this is different.
Yeah, obviously starting off the New Year's hot.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
It still feels like New Year. It feels like we just, like it feels like today is the 3rd of January for some reason.
Wait, is it not the 3rd of January?
It's not.
It's the 4th.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It just feels like, God. Probably because it is.
This year is flying by.
Oh, Zane, shit. Your intuition is spot
yeah.
on.
Yeah, woo! I'm good. That's how the rest of my year is going to go. I know we just did our first episode by ourselves.
Yeah.
For the new year.
Glad you guys enjoyed that.
I was thinking about that for a while after we filmed it, and it was just really nice. I felt like I'm not talking shit, Mariah, about you not being there, but for some reason, it was just really nice talking to like one other person. It was nice talking to just one other person. It could have been anybody, honestly.
Because it was a deeper conversation yeah. that we had. It wasn't like a normal.
Yeah, but not only that, but just like the one-on-one, it was just like really nice. I just felt like I haven't talked to anybody one-on-one on camera in a really long time. So it just felt... It felt good. You know, I felt like my head was clearer.
It felt like coffee talk in the truck. It felt yeah. like we were in Big Red.
Yeah, except not smoking a ton of cigarettes and being violently hungover.
Yeah,
that's true. On our way to the gas station.
We've upgraded.
We have.
We've changed.
We talk about this all the time, but I'm just so happy we looked so horrible.
Yeah.
The first 7 years
we
of our life.
We only had room for time improvement.
Here. I was looking at myself today. I was like, dang, I'm really healthy. And I almost got sad that like I just didn't do this for the whole time I was here. And then it just like hit me. And I was like, Zane, this is actually really good that you looked as bad as you possibly could have.
Yeah.
On camera for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so when you look better, you just looks like you've matured.
It looks like you have your things together.
Yeah. When in reality, I really don't, but it just looks like I do.
What's really cool to me is the fact that I'll look at pictures from like 7 years ago and I look younger now. So it doesn't make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Cause normally I feel like I would look back at a picture and be like, wow, I've aged a lot, or man, I wish I was younger.
Yeah.
I feel good right now.
Time is flying by.
Mm-hmm. And it don't stop.
But I remember my grandmother telling me like, what was it? Like 10 years ago, it was right before I moved out. She said, once you hit your 20s, you're 30. And once you're 30, you're 50. Like and I just feel like, and I'm 20 years out from 50, but I just like, I can feel the 50 coming. It's so close and yeah, it's going to hit us like a train. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm gonna look good for 50.
You'll look like your dad. You'll look good.
Yeah. I have the genetics,
but he continued to stay healthy. So you're going
to, yeah, I need to figure out a way to just stay on top of it, you know, yeah. Because my dad plays soccer a lot. He plays like every like few days.
That's a shame.
He's on a team. He's keeps
athletic,
his body,
so
and I'm not athletic. But I mean, I don't mind like working out in a gym as part of my exercise. You know, it's not as fun as soccer, but because I can't kick a ball to save my life.
I'm
a toe kicker.
You're probably going to be benefiting more by being in a gym than you would just kicking the ball. Yeah. Other than cardio, but like if you're lifting and you're like staying fit, you'll be good. You'll be good.
But you know, my time is almost done.
I know.
For the transformation.
You're getting close.
Getting very close. And I didn't show my dad, or I didn't show my dad my progress at all throughout the entire thing. And I showed him, I was doing my posing classes for the Zila shoot that we're doing. And I did a posing class in Florida at my mom's gym, and she just had it available. So I was like, oh yeah, sure. Let me just hop in this. It'd be fun. And I filmed it, everything. And I sent one of the poses to my dad on FaceTime. I was like, oh, Bubba, by the way, look. And I just sent it to him.
Yeah.
Because he has no idea what I look like. Like he hasn't seen me since before the transfer, before I started.
He and freaked out.
Complete opposite. Him, my stepmom, and I all go silent. Silent, right?
Weird.
And I was like, well, isn't that crazy? And the first thing he says is, Bubba, you don't, he calls me Bubba too. We call each other Bubba. He's like, Bubba.
That's us.
He's like, Bubba, you know, you don't need to do steroids and drugs to get to.
Shut up.
I swear on my life. My stepmom, she's like, well, you don't need to do these type of things to get to have muscles.
Wow. I would be flattered.
I was.
Isn't that the greatest?
I'd be so proud.
I was in shock, especially my dad. My dad works out. He has a great body. Yeah. So for it to be coming out of his mouth,
That's funny. Their brain first went to. Wow. You really shouldn't be doing.
Which I understood, whatever. Like they have it was probably a shock because they didn't see me.
I didn't
send them like progress pictures. It was just like flat out.
To them, it probably looked like it happened overnight.
Exactly.
Not realizing that you've been doing this for 6 months.
Yeah.
Didn't you send your dad another progress picture and all he sent back was a picture of himself? His abs.
It was the same.
He didn't say anything.
It was like a certain, it was like a mirror picture, but I only sent him from my chin to to my waist. And he sent one just like
didn't
how I sent
anything.
It to him.
That's
didn't say
sent
anything.
Sent him a picture back.
That's funny.
like end?
Yeah, we all had.
Mind you, if somebody was looking over my shoulder, it just looks like two dudes sending each other partial nudes, which didn't make me feel very comfortable.
You have to click it to open the folder. Yeah.
But when I got that, I was completely flattered because I haven't taken anything.
That was the best feeling when I finished Zila and posting like the TikTok and seeing all the comments that anything is possible. Yeah. Oh, I ate that shit up. I was like, give it to me. It was the best feeling in the world.
Like people don't understand that like you're really like you're spending hours a day on because you're not filming everything, right? And people don't realize that you're just like, you spent a lot of time doing this. Like the diet, all that is so important. And you know, people don't see that until they watch the doc and then they'll see it. But still people are commenting that, right? Like on the doc.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Let that fuel you,
and,
baby.
And honestly, I'm so glad I feel like you motivated me to also do it. Like I would have not done it unnatural, but you like doing, I didn't even take like I didn't take anything that I was supposed to. Also, like the vitamins and all that. I usually don't take vitamins before. I didn't take vitamins before. So, but I feel like it would have helped a lot just like when it comes to just my body flushing out shit that it needs to. But it was really nice doing it natural. Like you were the only thing that was unnatural that I did was the creatine. But I don't know if that's like considered like enhanced.
I don't really know too much about creatine. Like I know there is creatine in the Zila pre-workout. So whatever's in that is like all that I had.
Yeah.
But I know you can take like additional like creatine supplements like on top of that.
Yeah.
It's a naturally occurring substance.
But
natural, there you go.
But I don't know because growing up, like my friends used to take creatine in like high school and
before class.
Yeah. They would just tell me that it makes you retain a lot of water weight.
Yeah.
So your muscles are inflated with water. So that you like look bigger, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know what happens to your body when you take creatine, but you have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Is it because it dehydrates you or something? I don't want to sound stupid. I'm just going to end the conversation right there with creatine. I'm not here to speak on
honestly,
that.
Honestly, Zane, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
To see you like go through and
finish. Thank you. And I was really proud of you last year for continuing to go after I quit. I felt like I let you down so bad and I felt so guilty when I like quit. I felt like I let you down heavy.
Yeah, it hurt.
I just wasn't ready.
It's all right.
I just love food.
You had to wait for your time.
This is how I was seeing the quitting the food. It's like quitting the vape. It's like you start, you just start getting angry, right? When I leave the vape down for like a few days, right? I just start getting angry and I feel like I'm about to relapse. And I'm like, my body just, that's how I felt about food. Mm. And it was just like practice to get through that, those months of just like dieting like that. And then you trick your body into thinking that healthy shit is like really bad for you. So when you enjoy the healthy stuff, it's like, oh yeah. And then the ice cream and like the really, really bad food just tastes so bad.
Yeah. You get like used to different diets.
It doesn't taste bad. Don't get me wrong. It still tastes amazing, but like it just how bad it makes
if
you.
If any desserts are out there watching this.
I love Oreo. I love you, Oreo. But when it's in my body after I digest, I genuinely feel
Yeah, you feel how bad it is for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I will say, as soon as you get over that first week of feeling bad,
but I'm waiting for that. Oh, I'm waiting for that. I can't wait to let myself go. I can't wait. I'm a baby. I want to get fat with you again. Yeah, that was so fun. Oh, the Denny days, man. We get fat.
You know how people say food doesn't taste as good as like abs feel?
Oh, lies. Lies.
Oh.
I don't care what trainer tells you that nothing tastes as good as food does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is very, very unmotivating right now, but nothing feels as good as food tastes. And I've learned that we're both here. We both had abs.
That's right.
We could tell you right now.
Been there, done that.
I'm glad that we get to go and like, we're going to be able to have phases.
Yeah.
Like plan for it. You know, we'll be like Heath from like March 3rd to March 6th. Let's get crazy. Yeah. Let's get crazy. Let's go to these restaurants. Let's eat this.
And I'm excited to enjoy food again with you.
Bigger people are happier. They're happier people. They really are. I was happy when I was big. I really was. Now
you're stressed.
I just feel
you're
like
I'm
constantly thinking about it. I'm overthinking everything.
It's like Italians live the longest. People in Italy, they just eat pasta. They feel good. They drink wine, and they have longer life expectancies because they're so carefree. Ain't that a bit?
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh, we got to jump into the intro.
And this was also a roller coaster of fucking.
We're like 40 minutes.
How long has it been?
16.
Woo!
Longest one intro. Hell of an intro.
Longest
baby.
Intro of the year. Let's
We should do it at like 50 minutes.
All right, baby.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's freaking go, my dude. No cussing. No cussing this whole season. I'm going to change it up. Changing it up with the cussing. Ow, ow, ow. Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Mariah.
Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
Skinny Queen. Yeah. I'm Heath.
I'm Mariah.
And Matt is still out of town, unfortunately.
Matt is out of town. He actually comes in late tonight, and because this episode has to be edited and edited and posted on the Patreon.
And so, up early for Patreon. If you haven't checked out our Patreon, make sure to do it. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get early access to all these episodes.
Boom.
You get a bonus episode every month.
Boom.
You get live Q&As every month. And it's all $5 a month. Or right now we have a free trial. All you have to do is sign up and then you can start your free trial. See if you like it.
And if you don't like it, it's just too much goodness on the Patreon. Then you make sure to cancel it before the 7 days is up.
That's it, baby.
It's been, I think
one
it's
week
been,
since you looked.
I think it's been a good, positive 2024.
I've been feeling really
since
good
we've
this
started.
Year.
I've been watching a lot of different videos on of people talking about how like you need to let go of all the negativity, but very, very cliche stuff. Like,
okay.
you know, we hear it every year. Every year we hear, let all that negative energy go. Just
breathe
start
in
up
the
fresh.
Good, exhale the bad.
Yeah. And I never really listened to those people when I watch stuff like that. It was never motivational for me. I'm just like, yeah. But this time I really just took it in because I feel like it was just important.
Do you think it's because you are ready for it and you're willing to accept good and put that behind?
I just think I just really need it for my mental health.
Okay.
You know, just like I feel there's just so much going on up here. I think Mariah can attest to this. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's just a lot going on up here. And I also watch a lot about people telling us that just in the end of the day, nobody cares. Nobody cares about what you're doing or what videos you're posting. And there's just so much stuff out there. Just post it or just do it. Just do it. Because in the end of the day, nobody gives a shit. No one's really thinking about you that
You're long. Your own worst critic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
So Mariah, you heard that? More sign on mom TikToks.
Crank it out.
You know what I mean? We're all waiting for it. I'm sitting here refreshing your TikTok page.
She was down in Florida.
She's in Florida.
Exactly,
she's
which is the vacation. Perfect time for you to post some content, and we're not seeing it. I sound like a stan.
You sound like
a crazy fan.
Come in.
But yeah, I just want to say that. Also, another great start to our year this year is we got some big news. We got sponsored by Accelerator, baby.
Again,
for the next
6 months,
our favorite energy drink in the entire world. It's a new year, and if you're like me, you're looking to get into a nice fitness routine to start off the year 2024, baby. So there's no better way to accelerate your fitness with our favorite zero sugar energy drink, Accelerator, baby. Mm-hmm. Baby, you know we've been drinking this juice for like months. And I don't even know when we started. But
Tropical Punch is bussing.
They got new flavors right now. They got Cherry Ice Pop and Tropical Punch. And I haven't tried it yet because I want to try it for the first time on the podcast.
Banging.
They sent this to me like a week ago. And I've been dying.
Oh, yeah. Get the ASMR.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. You like that?
Oh.
All right. Oh, sorry. I looked right over my eyes like, you like that?
Cheers, baby.
Cheers. All right, how was it?
This is unbelievable.
Okay. Cherry's my favorite flavor in it for anything, for any type of candy, drink. Yes!
Nope.
Yes!
Nailed it.
No, look, in the best way possible, I love when cherry's so close to like cough medicine.
Yeah.
Yum.
My favorite is cherry fake flavored, cherry yeah. and fake banana.
Oh my.
Banana,
fake banana tastes nothing like bananas, but best flavor
Wait,
in the world.
What do you mean?
No.
Yes, it does.
Banana runts taste nothing like bananas.
It's because it's banana runts.
No.
Runts don't taste like it.
No. Every single runt that is associated to their flavor tastes like that. Anything fake banana, it's a made up.
That's
flavor.
A horrible example of a banana flavored candy.
Dead serious.
Maybe say like Laffy Taffy.
It doesn't taste like real bananas.
Yeah, it does.
No,
it's you know what you're eating, Heath. I think it's the smell of banana that you're like eating instead of the taste. You know what I mean? Because it does smell like banana. If you open up a banana, it smells like
it'll smell like it. I think bananas are actually like artificial banana flavor is based on the original banana that like doesn't exist anymore. There's like a specific like
okay,
bananas right. aren't the same as what they used to be. And it's a different banana. Apparently, that's what it used to taste like.
Who told you this? Where'd you see this?
I could be making it up.
Right now. Something felt like you were just coming
no,
up
I'm
with
serious.
This shit
I,
on the
I think
spot.
I saw something like on Food Network when my parents used to watch like How It's Made.
Okay.
And banana runts are the best runts, obviously.
That's yep. not that. What that it wasn't it, the argument.
It says it in the article. Bananas you eat today are not your great granny's bananas.
Sounds sexual.
If you bought bananas in the first half of the 20th century, it is likely you were buying the fatter, more flavorful cousin of the modern banana, the Gros Michel, a cultivar that was top banana in its day and comprised the vast majority of banana exports. Then along came the Panama disease, a fungus that has been the bane of banana growers since the 1800s. It wiped out the Gros Michel of the planet from the 1960s as the fungus decimated crops. A less popular, less flavorful variety, the Cavendish, was discovered to be resistant to the pathogen. Crops were quickly replaced with this new fruit.
Baby,
and they're
I
still
feel like
eating
I'm in school.
Today.
Let's go. Let's
See,
finish
I told
it up.
You, it's not the same banana. This is a different banana.
Okay, so right now the banana flavor is not banana flavor right now. Or
it's what the original bananas were. So
Before
that you know that
they got they became extinct.
Got it. Okay.
You have
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Look, I'll give it to you.
That's banana.
I love banana. I got to eat a banana every day.
See, that shit stored up here from when I was like 10 years old.
You like bananas?
No, just random information
no,
like that.
No, I'm saying, do you like bananas though?
I hate them.
I love
Only
bananas.
Banana flavor things.
Banana flavors.
Okay. Like sorry, banana smoothie.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Not very
I like,
good.
I lean more towards the strawberry.
Okay. I'm a big strawberry banana freak.
Mm.
Freak.
No, see... The banana throws me off. I don't think I like the textures of bananas.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, the original banana used to have, like, big seeds in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Type that Gros Michel thing, whatever that is. I don't even think I'm pronouncing it right. Damn. Yo, somebody on the black market has to be selling these old school bananas. I would kill to try one of those. If it tastes like banana runts. Yeah, look at the inside. See how big those seeds are?
Oh, wow. What?
Look at that.
Wow. Okay, we're looking at pictures of bananas right now that have like giant seeds in them.
Ooh,
that's freaking me out.
I don't like that. Yeah, there's a reason why we don't eat those anymore.
I would like that.
But anyways, accelerate. Guys.
Get it.
There is no better way to accelerate your fitness than with our favorite energy drinks, baby. It's got zero sugar, sustained energy from natural caffeine, accelerates metabolism, and enhances focus. And it's all available on Amazon. We got a link in our description below. Make sure to go get some and then post and tag us. Let us know how you like it. But yeah, another thing about the New Year. Did you guys watch the New Year's ball at all? Just
yeah,
that's
all we did. We literally stayed at my parents' house.
I remember it being on every year, like for some reason, like at a party or anything. It'll always be on the TV. This year.
You didn't watch it.
This is the first year that I didn't watch the New Year's ball drop. But I did learn some things about everybody that goes to the ball dropping. Did you see that? Did you see that video?
I was thinking about it. Of people
wearing diapers, waiting there for about like 16 hours.
Yeah.
For what?
And then you just soil yourself and sit in it because you can't take that off.
And they're proud too. They're pulling out their diapers. Oh, I'm proud to be standing. What do you mean?
It's disgusting.
I just, like, it felt so like Hunger Games to me. Like, oh, he's coming out, everybody. Like the peasants all waiting for the
king. It's just, we're the sorry people.
I just don't get it. And I'm sorry if I... It's just crazy to wait for a ball where you could... It's not like a concert where, like, you're next to the artist or you're, like, an arm's reach from the artist. I understand. I get that.
The ball is up all year round. You could see the ball.
See it from a three-mile radius. Like, the closer you get, get any closer.
You could go to Times Square at any time of the year and the ball's up there.
I did not know that.
It's soiling themselves.
Like, it's an iconic moment, but it's not worth it.
It's embarrassing.
My brother lives in Queens, which is it's a borough right outside the city. He had the best view. He went to the rooftop of his apartment complex and he was able to hear and see like all the commotion from his apartment, which was like,
that would be fun. It's like cool living in an apartment right there.
Yeah. The camaraderie of everybody, like the fireworks and people going crazy.
Yeah, oh, seeing the people throwing their shit at each other down in the bottom. Oh, that'd be fun to watch.
It's just insane.
I don't think it's worth it.
And is all people that live there or tourists? Like
I think it's both.
People that live there, they get out of there.
Yeah. Like I feel like
if you live there, you don't go there.
I don't see like a local New Yorker being like, we gotta get in there.
No, you get out of there.
And I heard like there's no food being handed out. There's no alcohol, no water.
I would not want to start my new year with a poopy diapy.
Yeah.
Like imagine like sober. All the people kissing on New Year's had just shit in their pants and they're all like on each other. Like I couldn't have a poopy diapy and pick you up and give you a kiss for the new year.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Were you guys getting married again? Pennsylvania?
Or New Jersey.
Or New Jersey. I'm invited to that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe.
Okay. What did you guys do for New Year's?
Oh, wait, real quick. Did you see them interviewing that one guy on the news who was like talking about the whole fact that you have to like go to the bathroom in your pants? And he's like, I'm prepared. And he pulled out like a panty liner.
Yeah.
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 But it was a panty liner. And all the comments like were girls like,
use a maxi pad.
Just wait until he realizes that shit ain't going to cut it.
Yeah. Like,
so funny.
Oh, God. What did you guys do for New Year's this year?
We literally just stayed at my parents' house.
Oh, no. Actually, it was pretty eventful. We saved a life.
Did we?
You did?
Yeah, we did. An animal.
Oh, we did. That was on New Year's.
That was like a few hours before the ball dropped.
That's right.
We were on the way back from dinner, and Heath's parents live in the middle of the mountains. So the middle of nowhere. So there's no street lights. There's no houses. It's just all the way up the mountain, one street to their house. And we're driving up the mountain, and we're probably like 15 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
And there's a dog in the middle of the street, like limping, walking back and forth, and like clearly not aware of cars and just walking around.
Like looked terrified.
Minding his own business. Continue.
Just leave it.
Don't tell me you scooped him up.
Probably drunk and having a good time. It's New Year's.
Poor thing.
Oh my God.
He's trying to get home. He's just stumbling.
Anyway,
we took his keys.
Our savior.
Pulled him over.
We made a citizen's arrest on New Year's.
You need to leave animals alone.
I can't. They come to me.
I'm sure, Snow White.
You should have seen her trying to get him to the car.
So all we had were granola bars because we were worried another car was going to come the other way.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's no lights. It's pitch black in the mountain. So there were cars coming, but we were calling the dog towards the car. But this dog is like
gigantic,
almost 200 pounds.
What kind of dog was it?
I'll show you.
The big fluffy one.
It was a Great Pyrenees.
Huge. Ginormous.
Huge.
It was like,
aww,
so big.
Zane, sopping wet.
Muddy, soaked. Wet. I felt bad. And it's freezing. It was like,
he didn't have a tag or anything?
No.
So there was a collar, but no tag. And soaking wet, and it was like 20, 30 degrees out, like cold. So I felt bad. So
so I felt bad, Sumi.
So we're giving him granola bars, and he's eating it. And then we're like, we got to take this dog because it's going to It'll die.
Yeah.
It's going to get hit and that's going to be it. So we open the truck door and I lift this dog into the car.
I don't know how you did it. It was like one of those like mother
super
strength. You
know how we talked
strength?
About the yeah. mom strength?
Uh-huh.
Zane, this dog was a lot heavier than me. A lot heavier.
It was probably like...
lifted this dog up, threw him in the car.
And it's funny she did it with like from the back end. Like I watched it happen. I was like...
So we brought it to the house, but they have a dog. So they didn't want to like... We don't know this dog. Yeah. It's on the deck at first and we give it some hot meals and it's eating like it hasn't eaten in days. Like okay. loved the food, wanted more, more, more. Water, food, put out a blanket. Long story short, the dog ended up in the house. We knew it was happening.
I thought you were about to say died. I'm like, oh my God.
We knew it was happening. So it was like an hour before the ball drops and now we have this strange dog in the house.
Just sitting there looking at us.
And she was so sweet.
Because it was like abandoned and we didn't know if the dog had been out for a week.
Get a better owner. Don't lose track of your dog.
I don't know. I'm just saying she ran away for a reason.
That's true.
Yeah. So then happy new year.
Do your parents have a new dog?
No. Well, they were anticipating having a new dog, but we posted it online on Facebook.
Yeah, my mom's like, there's a Facebook page for people in this neighborhood.
Oh, really?
I was like, I don't think somebody's going to see it. Like, because they live in, well, I guess if you live in a town of like 300 people.
No, Facebook is popping off in like middle America. Yeah.
Like the older community.
Oh, yeah. That's like, it's like they discovered TikTok. I was just discovering TikTok. Yeah, yeah. It's like their Facebook for sure.
So we posted pictures and then the dog slept over. It was a great night into the new year, surviving. And then 8 a.m. the next morning, there was a call and it was this guy's dog. And he was like, her name's Ruby. So we went over.
We tested it.
Responded to Ruby.
It looked.
And then he came to pick her up. She didn't seem crazy to see him.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably old, right?
Like 7 months old.
May. She was born. Oh. She was born Mother's Day. She was a baby.
So the dog run away from the owner? Like what?
So I guess he said that she ran from the fireworks, which also doesn't make sense because she started running during the day. Because it wasn't New Year's yet.
Liar.
So he said the fireworks scared her, ran off.
How far was his house?
Zane.
Miles.
It was miles and miles.
No way.
Like a mountain.
And I felt, now knowing she's a baby and she was soaking wet, we thought, so going up the mountain, there's just guardrails on the side. We thought maybe she hopped over the guardrail, fell into like a river, like,
because there's a creek
so
that
bad.
Runs along the...
She was probably terrified.
She was probably so scared, yeah. And she was like limping, but she ended up loving us. She did not want to leave us. We were feeding her. We were treating her like a dog. It turns out she's a working dog, so she like herds animals and stuff like that. So she sleeps outside and it's just like sad.
No,
like,
the owner deserves the guillotine.
Oh, he also went to pick her up and she like pity walked over to him like...
Yeah, I would too.
Like...
But I just ran three miles.
But then Zane, she started running away
from
him.
She took off up the hill away. And
good.
Then he's running after her again.
Like, come on, Ruby. Good girl.
No, this is my dog.
And now we're all questioning, like, is this really your dog?
I would have followed.
Because they're expensive dogs, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's a nice dog.
Yeah, she didn't seem too thrilled to see him, so I feel bad. So, Ruby, if you're out there.
Aww.
We love you,
really
Ruby.
Sweet. She was so big.
Big ass dog.
Like that.
Did she smell really, like, dirty?
Yeah, just she wet. Stunk.
Yeah.
So we saved a life New Year's. No biggie.
It's really cute.
What else is new?
For my New Year's, my mom and little sister came into town for a few days. I actually went there for Christmas and hold on. Did we record?
After Christmas, we did.
Remember you guys came back, or he came back for a
day? Yeah, because I flew back.
My mom and little sister were here.
Yeah, your sister was on the unwind.
Dude, I'm getting my whole week. Like, that's crazy. Why do I feel like the last time we recorded, my mom and little sister weren't here?
Yeah.
Madison was on the unwind.
She did the unwind.
Oh, no, Jesus.
2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Something's happening. I need to get like a full brain scan. I swear to God, I need a like full brain scan. Like something's happening in here.
I think there's tests that you could do.
It ain't
well
good.
That full body life scan, whatever it's
so
called.
Bad.
Now everybody's posting that like anybody can just do it.
Yeah, the Dr. Terry, he was telling me that I should get a brain scan with him. I just never did it. I think he even saw it too. He took 5 seconds to crack my back. He was like, we should scan your brain.
Not a part of his job at all. We should set up a brain scan.
Zane, just, I didn't ask.
Oh, man. So me and my mom and little sister, we went to just like a karaoke bar down the street with Todd and Danielle. And, you know, we didn't go to any like big New Year's Eve parties. We didn't like go to any big house parties, nothing nice like not that. To. We just went to this karaoke bar and we just like had a good time. It just, it did not feel like New Year's at all. Cause you know, we like, we go to the bar when there's like honestly nothing else happening.
Did anybody sing Prince's 1999?
Mm. Can you sing it for me?
We're going to party like it's 1999.
They think say
2000 party over. Oops.
No. Out of time. No. It was just like the normal, like, you know, the, you know, the typical karaoke songs that you like, the Sweet Caroline, yeah, and course, the Disney songs. A lot of Disney songs now. People love the Disney songs in karaoke now.
It's a little quirky.
It is, but I see why people like to sing it.
It gets the people going.
It feels just enchanting. I don't know. I get it.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't sing it, but I get it.
Yeah.
Me, I'd go more like straight for Eminem.
There's only one Disney song that you could do at a karaoke that I would fully stand behind, and that's Mulan.
We are the we are men.
You must be strong as a four.
That goes hard. That goes hard. That whole movie was incredible. Did they ever make like a live action remake for that?
They did.
For that bit?
They did.
I've never seen it.
Good. You've never seen the What other animated movies have you not seen that's like weird that you haven't seen yet?
Probably all the Disney ones.
That's why there's
something off.
I knew something off. It's that.
I know I looked at the TV when Lion King was on, but I don't know what it's about. And I know the Tarzan songs that I really like.
Okay, but you've never seen Tarzan? But you
I think I have, but I think I'm confusing Tarzan and George the Jungle.
Same thing.
It's
not.
George the Jungle. George of the Jungle wasn't even like a live action of.
George of the Jungle was real.
Was just like its own world.
We had George of the Jungle on VHS, and I loved.
That was a good movie. That's the one with one of my favorite
actors. Don't remember Brendan Fraser.
No. I'm talking about the love interest. What's her name?
Jane.
What's her name? Judd Apatow's wife.
Judd. Judd.
Yeah. What's his wife's name?
I love how you said G, but put J correctly.
APA. Oh, God.
No. You had it right. J-U-D-D.
Oh. J-U-D-D. Leslie Mann.
You like her?
Oh, I love her. I've seen her.
I talk about it all the time. I wish, like, I want my wife to be just like that. Her personality, her character. She's a great actress.
Manifest it.
I will. But yeah, that's all we did. And that was it. I didn't drink too much. I drank a little bit. I did.
How did it feel?
I broke. It was fine. Like I drank like a good, like, you know, a decent amount, not like Zane 2021 New Year's Eve, but like, I definitely like, you know, enjoyed my night.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up next day, was a little hungover, but like I stuck to my diet next day. And then I felt fine by the night. And then I got right back into it. I was really worried about this weekend. Yeah. I was like, it's going to set me back like 2 weeks. I only have 2 weeks left, but I'm fine.
Good. You got this. Your body bounces back quick.
Yeah. But that was it. And then my mom was crying so much this morning when she left.
Was she?
Yeah. And it wasn't because of me. It was really windy outside and she thought she was going to.
Eyes were watering.
Yeah.
Pretty dry.
Yeah. No. Like she was crying. I was like, oh, mom.
Oh, because she was scared for turbulence?
Because it was so windy today.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so windy today. And she was like, honey, I really don't want to fly today. And I was like, you'll be fine. And she was fine. No turbulence.
Nice.
It's weird. When it's really windy here, I swear, like, the plane just goes right through that wind, and then you're fine by the time you're over the clouds.
Yeah, you just got to get up over it.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about the guy that was supposed to be on our flight. I have the video.
Supposed to be? What do you mean?
Oh, he was not allowed to make it on.
You saw a guy get escorted off?
We saw a guy fight with cops before we got onto our flight. We were boarding. Well, we saw this guy doing laps around us as we're, like, in the waiting area, and we kept looking at him, and then all of a sudden, everybody started looking at him.
He was all over the place.
On the phone with, like, a rolly luggage, but the half-size one that, like, a pilot would use. You know, like, the little ones? I was like, that's our pilot. But he's, like, he's rolling it around, and he's on the phone. And have you... Do you remember Tekken?
Yes, one of my favorite video games.
Do you remember the way like the old guy would move and he would be like this and then
the drunk guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but he looked like that and he would catch himself before falling and then he'd be back this way and it was all over the place and he's talking on the phone. I'm like, there's no way he's even on the phone with somebody because he is just.
The way he was talking, like Keith was like, what's the word?
Tweaking.
He's tweaking.
It was, I don't know. He's
tweaking. He's tweaking.
Because I was like, oh, this guy's drunk. And Heath was like, no, I think he's on something. Because he was so all over the place talking to so many people on the phone. But
remind me of that, like that one lady that were you next to me. Remember when we were just like, oh, like the lady that was just like tweaking and she was talking about this like her worse. Ex-husband.
Oh, no. She was just like a crazy lady.
Oh, okay.
This guy was like. Bizarre.
Oh, you got this on camera. Camera. All right. Very good, guys.
Yeah. I had to do 0.5 because I didn't want to fully film, so it's kind of hard to see.
But I needed a visual. Thank you.
People then like just formed the circle waiting to get on the plane, waiting to board. And he was just standing in the circle, pacing back and forth on the phone. Like this is what we see before the cops showed up. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't think it's on the phone.
And this is like, this is probably his calmest. He was going back and forth like across the entire thing before this.
I'm sorry. Girl, where's your Zoom?
I don't.
Zoom!
She didn't want to like point it towards him, so she did like point it down with 0.5.
Mm.
But now at this point, cops start coming back and forth like watching him.
So somebody obviously called? Or you think somebody working there like
saw
that?
I think the front desk person called.
Isn't it crazy?
He was obviously trying to get on our plane, and the cop showed up, and they were so calm they stuck in that position, this one where they're holding on to like their invisible backpack, and they're standing there, and they're just so calm. They're like, "All right, how much have you had to drink tonight?" And he pointed right to his nose and went, "One beer."
Like and the in cop, his face, like aggressively.
The cop didn't even flinch. He was like, right. And they were wow. And he was screaming and he was like, I can't wait to get back to a liberal state.
It's crazy how people just don't care if they're on a no-fly list.
Yeah.
How do you go into an airport and just.
He's not going to be able to fly.
It's crazy.
I don't think he knew he was at the airport. The conversations were not making sense.
You know how hard your life would be if you're just on a no-fly list? That would suck.
I would feel like that's the way of feeling like a ref would get giving somebody a red card.
Yeah.
Would be the same as like somebody at TSA giving out a no-fly card.
Yeah.
Like I would raise it up as soon as like somebody starts mouthing off. Get him out.
He was manic.
Was this at LAX or was this
that
Tennessee?
Was in Dallas.
Texas.
Great airport.
Oh, yeah. I think all airports in Texas, I think, are amazing.
All the designer stores. I was like, I'm going to freaking go shopping.
Freaking get an apartment like here.
I'm going to get an apartment. Mall. I'm going to pay rent.
Oh, speaking of mall, did you see what's going on in Florida a couple days ago?
Someone got mauled?
Face ripped off.
Ripped
bath
off.
Bath salt.
Oh no.
Not again.
Well, what happened? In Florida, Miami?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
So everybody was posting about it, but nobody's really talking about it. Like nobody knows the actual like full story.
Okay.
But people were recording from their balconies and there is 60 cop cars rolled up along the street and they were blaming it on like some issue with like kids. And people are like, this doesn't make any sense because
oh shit.
60 cop cars is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like almost like the president is.
Look at the streets completely lined with cop cars.
That's got to be every cop in Miami.
Where is that exactly?
It was like an outdoor like shopping mall. I forget the name of it. Jordan, do you remember what the mall was called? Bayside.
Yeah, that looks like there's about 10 active shooters in the mall. Like that's an insane shot.
There isn't a response like this for an active shooter, but they were saying it was like a scuffle with kids. And then people started coming out that were in this area saying that they saw like 10-foot giants. And like there was like a whole bunch of like weird people were like, no, something is super suspicious about this whole thing. And they kept saying like people were seeing like giant aliens. And that's why this response was so extreme.
Well, oh my.
But like.
Wait, can we see like a.
There's like no news footage. Apparently the kids were shooting off fireworks.
What? So it went from fireworks to...
I don't know. It's just really funny that people are coming out saying that they saw giants.
And that's all we got?
There's not much about it, which is so weird.
I just need to know why there were 60 cops.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
That's a real picture that somebody took outside of the mall.
That's wild. Annoying. I don't know. Like, what was it?
Apparently, it's kids with fireworks.
In our hometown?
I don't know. It's a crazy response.
And no, is there any footage of like somebody that was there? That
not that I've seen.
No,
they're taking it off the internet.
Thanks for fucking teasing me.
I know.
Appreciate it.
I'm really rooting for giant aliens.
You want that to happen so bad. Oof. You just want some like outer like just force to like just shake come down, shake it, shake shit up,
shake it up. Last time I said that COVID happens. Yeah, I know.
Did you hear about the Did you hear about the new law that they're putting in place in California? A cop, when they stop you, they are not the first. You know the first thing a cop tells you when you get stopped, like the first question.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Yeah, they're not allowed to ask that question. As the first thing to ask you when they stop you.
It's also a pretty stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And people are saying like, well, yeah, why would you answer that? But I think.
They're trying to like get you to admit to something.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like it's
entrapment.
It's always been like a funny question because it's like you're already treating the driver as like a 5-year-old.
Do you know? Yeah.
As like not a respectable citizen of the.
It's either I say yes and like admit to a crime, or I say no and you're going to tell me anyway. So let's just cut the shit. Speed it up here.
Yeah. Or they're just like they're leaving it open for like a lie for you to say something that other than why they actually pulled you over. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting, and I do like that they're not allowed to say
now
that.
I want to get pulled over to see if they...
And record it?
It's almost...
Lawsuit, get some money.
I wonder if they could get in trouble if they say that.
Yeah, like probably like fined, right?
That's got to be just hard like to be a cop and adapt to new laws when you're so used to something. It like comes, it's almost like you're on autopilot and you're just saying things. Like, you get in trouble for those things?
It's like if they do it, they... like Chick-fil-A, if they don't say my pleasure, you get like a free meal.
Is that how it is?
I think they have like, to, right?
By law.
No, that's a myth. I feel like that's been something.
Or like or Dairy Queen upside down.
Wait, no, they don't do that anymore though.
No, Dairy Queen, if they don't serve it to you upside down, you get it for free. But do you really want to be that guy that's like,
but why even come up with like a rule like that? You're just leaving so much possibility just to like have fuck ups everywhere. Like imagine all the locations, just one day that machine just wasn't the coldest.
I did see something else that they just unbanned in California. It's what did they call it? It's like cruising. California unbans cruising.
Yeah, I saw that with old cars.
Yeah.
What do you mean cruising? Like
they do it in Whittier.
Prohibiting low rider bans and anti cruising ordinances across California. So people that have low rider cars and just old cars, apparently they weren't allowed to go on like cruises, like just up and down the street, just like that lifestyle of being like
what that makes no sense.
Yeah, like a low rider community.
They do it a lot in Whittier, California.
Yeah,
they have really cool ones.
They just did that now. They just made this
unbanned.
Oh, they unbanned it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mariah, you edited the last episode. I was like, did I tell you I was going to quit biting my nails for New Year's?
Yeah.
But you saw it already.
How's it going?
Not good. I chewed off a lot of my middle finger today, but right. I was going to buy the, a lot of people suggested a certain brand in the comments. I was going to get that. And that was going to be the first thing I started was the nail biting. The no vaping I was going to start after my journey's done, my fitness is over.
Nice.
But I wanted to start with the nails. This will be crazy to me. Like seeing my nails fully grown, I just don't think it's ever going to grow fully again.
They'll come back.
I don't think so, Heath, because it's been so long since I've been biting them. I think when they do finally, like if I do let them grow for the next like 2 years, I think it's going to just have this like permanent.
You know what? And my grandpa, he has something. It's his middle finger. He calls it the claw.
I'm going to have 10
And it
claws.
Terrorized me when I was a child. He would be like, it's the claw. It's going to get you. But when he was younger, something happened and he split his nail in half.
Like, that's really weird.
Something hit it and it split the nail down the middle.
Yeah.
And for his entire life, it's never healed back into one nail. He has two nails with the split.
Oh, down the middle.
I don't know how that happens because usually it like grows from the base.
Yeah.
But something happened where it's two nails with a cut down the middle of it.
Like kind of sick.
Like a claw. It's pretty cool.
I thought you were saying the top of his finger got chopped because it's weird because my stepdad's finger also got chopped.
His got chopped?
Yeah, it was from like the, I think he was saying it was the workout bike.
Oh,
it was,
what?
I think it was that. I remember him saying how it happened.
Like a Peloton?
But yeah, it was something like that where like it just, it chopped his finger off. So now he has, pretty much his finger looks like all my fingers. It looks like all my fingers. But yeah, I thought that's what you're about to say. I was like, that's really weird.
Have you seen those saws that'll stop sawing if it touches your finger?
Wait.
Like
they test it out with like hot dogs and stuff.
It'll stop sawing?
Yes.
You're talking about like the electric saw?
Yes, like a full blown like skill saw. It has like a sensor in it where if it touches like meat, I don't know how it works, but it immediately sucks the saw into like the base of it.
But it
still
has to,
like, yeah, like a table saw. You know?
It's so crazy. I don't know how you have this technology where it would know and be able to stop it that quickly.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
There's no way. Wow.
How?
How do you know if it detects a finger though? Maybe just hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
And the consequence is not bad.
No, it's not.
It's not bad at all. It was just like a little friggin'.
It only works for hot dogs.
Have they tried? I mean, they have to try an actual finger
right,
for this to
that's
work.
That's what I'm saying.
And not what only one test? Finger, many fingers.
Yeah.
Many fingers. We need real tests in order, like. You can't expect people to buy
you
this.
You can't put that out and claim that unless you've run your finger into it.
Exactly. Like this guy, whoever's the founder, I need to see a full video of him putting his finger.
Would you do it for $500,000 to test it?
Me?
Yeah.
No. No way.
That's crazy.
Things invented in Los Angeles.
Eggs invented in Los Angeles.
We should come up with a new sandwich, right? Like try different.
Did I really just guess that?
Yeah. Like put different shit together in a sandwich. But
like
it'd be completely original.
There's got to be a new peanut butter and jelly out there that hasn't been invented yet that's going to blow people's mind and become a staple in
like,
every kid's
house. Like BLT is a little off. They're amazing, but like who thought
I can't get behind a BLT.
Really?
It's
I like
every,
BLTs.
It's missing the main part.
Yeah,
of it.
And he's just more than bacon. You can't just, it can't be just a bacon sandwich.
That's just a topping.
It's like bones, no guts.
Yeah. Exactly. A bacon BLTs. Is a topping. It's a seasoning.
But who thought of that? Like,
yeah, it's an accessory to the sandwich.
You got to think of a sandwich like that with a nickname. BLT is cool.
Mm. Like a BBL. Club sandwich. Great sandwich.
Great name.
Club sandwich is the turkey, ham, lettuce, tomato.
With three levels of bread.
With what?
Bacon, lettuce, tomato, turkey. Some people put ham.
The club has a bread in the middle?
Yeah, it's a three tier.
I never understood the triple bread. I never understood that. Never understood that. It doesn't need it.
It's a little excessive.
It just doesn't need it.
It's like a Burger King Whopper.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
It's kind of like a buy one, get one 50% off.
Do people think that they're getting like a...
Like you get a sandwich
just
and
a double
a
burger?
Zane would come up with this. Ham, cheese, and Oreos.
Oh my God. What? The thing is that the Oreo would really overpower everything else, but why do I feel like it would taste good? It's like, I wouldn't mind it. If I had to eat, I wouldn't mind
it. I definitely wouldn't mind it. I don't mind, as long as I like each individual ingredient, I don't mind it being together.
Really?
Yeah.
I still stand by peanut butter, pickle, hot fry, cream cheese.
Yuck. Have you ever had ketchup and rice?
No way.
Yum.
No, you don't.
It's a Middle Eastern delight.
Ketchup on white rice?
Yeah. All my herbs out there, if you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Ketchup and rice.
I thought he said all my herbs.
All my herbs.
Yo, shout out my herbs.
Ketchup on mac and cheese, though? Jail. Death.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Death.
I knew a kid who used to put mustard on his corn. What? I don't know if he just yellow with yellow. I don't know if that's where his brain went. But
I guess it wouldn't be that weird.
Mustard with corn.
Actually, it wouldn't be that weird. No. I don't like mustard at all, but I feel like that could go pretty well together. Like roasted corn. Oh, yeah, you just like grill it up. I don't like corn or mustard, but it sounds like something that would be good.
There's not a condiment I don't like.
Any sauce.
Unless it's like a fish thing, but besides that.
Tartar sauce?
Any sauce. Sure.
You like what's that?
Horseradish?
Not horse. It has an H in it.
Worcestershire?
Yes, that one. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't chew.
You cook with it though. Like,
yeah, you don't.
That you put into things. You yeah. don't really. Oh, okay. It's not like an A1. I love A1 steak sauce.
I haven't had A1 in.
Woo! I wish I like sauce, like barbecue sauce, like steak saucy type. I love
sauce.
It looks so good.
But you know what I used smell? To do? A1 on burgers.
Yeah, me too. Boy. We loved A1 in our house. No, but isn't that like frowned upon, A1?
If you put A1 on steak, it's kind of like...
Oh, I love... Yum!
You're like ruining the steak.
It's like a... Why would you do that type thing? Especially yeah. at a restaurant.
I hate...
Like wrapping a Lamborghini.
I hate the rules with food. Eat it how you like. I'm just saying that because I like my steak burnt.
Burnt with sauce on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a disrespectful thing, I guess, to like a chef. If you're ordering a nice steak... You're basically saying, I don't like the way it tastes. I'm going to put it in sauce. It's like, it's big with sushi.
Sushi, I guess. Sushi is like it's prepared.
To use soy sauce is like, that's
I never really like soy sauce with my sushi. I really like to enjoy the sushi on its own. I like, mm-hmm. For some reason, I think it's like the best way to eat sushi. Unless it's like the yum yum sauce, bitch.
Benihana sauces.
Oh,
I just want to like pour it like this, like on my body, like oh my god.
That's what you should do for the final shoot. Yum yum
yum
sauce.
Yum sauce.
A Benihana shoot
on the table.
He's cooking for the friends for Zila.
You guys cooking all the fat that I lost.
Oh my gosh, that's really good.
You know what you should do? For the amount of pounds of fat you lost, you should get those fake rubber, like 1 pound fat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and visually see.
So you
what
can
you
visually
lost.
Like put that on a table like next to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like a mold of it.
Like if you lost 30 pounds of fat,
yeah.
Have 30 like of those sitting next to you.
You know the
that with mustard.
You know the molding of my body, of my old body that I just have. I should do one of like the fat that I lost.
Did you see the video of the guy in court that attacked the judge?
Bro, I thought it was fake. I was like, "There's no way."
Right? Did
There's
you see
no
it?
Way.
I did see it. Where the hell were the court officers?
He flew.
How do you allow that to happen?
I don't understand how he even got there. How did he reach to that, to her, just to her area in general?
That took a long time for him to get there. How did nobody grab him?
And the amount of time that he was beating on the judge before they could get him off is absurd to me.
Because that wasn't a court officer that first grabbed him, right?
It lasted so long.
And apparently he was verbally saying things to her before he even attacked, so that should have been the red flag.
The only thing I saw was that clip, but what was he being charged for? Like I want to see what she was saying right before this happened.
Like what he did and what the penalty
was? Yeah, yeah, I just...
To be able to act like this?
Imagine he got 72 hours of community service.
9 misdemeanors, multiple DVs. Got a lot going on, sir.
Redden saying he was working to turn his life around, but Judge Holthus denying his request for probation.
I appreciate that, but I think it's time that he gets a taste of something else because I just can't with that history. In accordance with the laws of the state of Nevada, this court...
Redden then leaping over the bench, landing on top of the judge and brawling with court officers and attorneys. Minutes later, Judge Holthus standing up.
That's terrible.
So scary.
Whoa.
Imagine what he would do to Judge Judy.
Nice. I would personally go find him if he attacked Judge Judy.
Yeah. That is... he's done.
Yeah, that's... What the hell that's was bad.
I think I watched probably 50 episodes of Judge Judy while I was at my parents'.
She's so good. She's so smooth.
I love her. Yeah. She's the best.
Does she doesn't do like big case. Hers is very small claims.
She's retired. She's got to be retired.
I think she still does it.
Why doesn't she do like bigger cases? Or is it because she's just not seen as just a personality more?
It's just crazy.
She's 81.
Wow. She looks great for 80.
Yeah, she does.
She's hot.
Okay, easy.
I would take her to Pound Town. I'm not going to lie.
She's going to take you to court. Boy.
Take me to court. Book me. Book me.
2021, she retired.
Oh, she did.
Oh, she could put me in fluffy handcuffs.
After 25 years.
She's so good. Because she's so fair and she's so funny. Ugh.
So basically, I think the way it works for her show... Her show flies those people out and like pays for everything.
Oh, that's
in order
nice
for it to be on TV.
Oh, I'd commit some crimes to get in that room.
And I think so. Whatever like the decision is, she pays for from the show. So if the person owes somebody $1,000 at the end of like whatever the decision is, I think her show covers that for them coming on.
Do they know that?
Yeah.
Oh, so. The fact that they both know that already, I feel like it kind of loses the authenticity of the case. No?
No, because you're still, like, it's an actual trial.
No, I understand that, but if their charges are being covered, why even stress in the courtroom? You know what I mean?
Because if you feel like you were wronged and somebody owes you $1,500, $3,000, and you don't win, you still, like, are technically losing... But like, say
the other person isn't losing.
Like, if I owed you $3,000 and I made the mistake, and Judge Judy covers it and pays you,
but you don't.
I'm not out of my pocket. But you would still want to like win the case for your own sake. Of like,
interesting. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
How every person on that show that's on trial is just like
I'm,
the person
I'm pretty
who did,
sure she pays for everything.
And do you think people purposely try to cause something to happen to get on her show?
I don't think so, because it's all like
they're tiny cases.
Yeah,
but like, she goes and searches for them. It has to be in the city that it's happening in, right?
No, they're all over the United States.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they fly out to do
I thought when it comes to that sort of stuff, it has to be in the city for it to be like.
Mm-mm. Have you seen like?
I might be here for Halloween.
Type in Judge Judy net worth. She, you don't understand how wealthy she
is. Oh, no, I know. I've seen it before. I think we talked about it.
$440 million.
I'm so happy for her.
I'd be smacking that gavel for the rest of my life. $440 million.
Imagine how horrifying it would be if she was your mother. The way she interrogates these people. And could tell, like, if you're lying, if you're like, dude, she is so in your face aggressive with it. Imagine her just grilling you every time you got home.
Imagine her and Dr. Phil had a show.
Both of them?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Dr. Phil.
No, I'm not either, but I just feel like those are two personalities on a show doing things. Imagine just watching that.
We watched, you know, Judge Caprio. He's the one, I think, Rhode Island.
He's like the older Italian guy. He's got cancer right now.
We watched him a few times. Well, there's this Judge Frank Caprio. His cancer right now.
He's really good.
Pray for him.
A lot of his clips go viral on TikTok, but there was a trial of a guy who was explaining, I think he got like a speeding ticket or something, but they ended up talking. He likes to dig into people's lives and like how they grew up, like what's going on in their life. He just likes to have a personal connection with people. So this guy ended up saying that there was a movie called The Town with, his name?
Mark Wahlberg
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yeah. And the guy who got the speeding ticket, that movie was about him.
And he just got out of prison for like 37 years for the bank robberies in Boston.
So we saw that clip and we watched the movie this past week and it was
such a good movie.
Wait, you've never seen The Town before?
No.
Oh shit. It's a great movie.
It's cooler seeing the real person that it's about.
Yeah.
So it's gotta be like one of my favorite movies right now. Yeah. So good. So we watched that. So I recommend The Town. The Town?
I think it's called Town. But yeah, for Frank Caprio, his show is pretty cool too because people will donate and the judge will use those donations for people that he feels need like a second chance.
Yeah.
So he was basically had speeding tickets or whatever that the guy couldn't pay for. So he'll go, I believe you. I know you're trying your best to like get back on your feet. Be a better person. I know you can't afford this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people that donate that I want to use towards this.
Oh, nice.
So he'll say, so-and-so donated $150 and wanted me to put it towards somebody that I believe in and I want to help out.
I love that.
So he does that.
Here's a small clip of it.
I was in prison 30 years. This guy gave me a job when I got out. I was in federal prison for 30 years. He gave me a job 2 years ago. I've been out 2 years.
You've been out of prison for 2 years?
I was in federal prison for 30 years for bank robbery. This guy gave me a job. So I'm trying to do the right thing, work, you know what I mean? But it's hard with this corona. You ain't getting no hours. You can't.
I'm watching two friends talk. Right now.
I love his approach.
Have you made up your mind that you're not going back?
No, I'm not going back to prison. I've been in prison over 37 years of my life.
37 years?
Yeah, I was in state prison for 7 years.
Everybody's too. Like, yo, this guy's cool.
I was in federal prison for 31 years. You ever seen the movie The Town?
I have not.
Well, that movie's about me. Watch the movie. Ben Affleck plays me in the movie.
Tell me about it.
That's a true story.
Tell me what the movie's about.
It's about guys out of Charlestown, Boston, rob banks and armored trucks.
But you learned your lesson, huh?
It's so crazy.
I used to have a lot of money.
Talking.
Now I'm broke. Yeah. I got to work for a living. You don't make much money.
Well, you made a lot of money because you were robbing banks.
I used to have a lot of money. A real lot. When I got busted, I had $500,000 in my refrigerator.
In your refrigerator?
Yeah.
$500,000.
I had $500,000 in my refrigerator. I used to keep it in milk containers. That's the truth. Swear to God.
What happened to that money?
They took all that money, man.
Who, the feds?
Yeah.
So he used the donation.
Cool. Him. I mean, not cool that this guy, you know, robbed banks and shit. But like,
no, you know what? Kind of cool.
But it's nice. It's
kinda
nice.
Cool.
He's turning his life around, and paid for his $150 ticket.
I think that would be the most exhilarating thing in the world.
A movie made about you?
Robbing
after
a
you
bank. Robbing a bank.
And, yeah, but
then
crazy.
Then they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'd watch that what? Shit every night. I'd be like, that's me, that's me. Look.
Yeah, right? And then you get to watch it with all your friends in prison.
What?
Bro, imagine that feeling of robbing.
And then Ben Affleck paid you.
Come on.
I'd be like, run me my check. Where's my money? I just gave you a movie that made millions.
Yeah.
I'm the hero.
Crazy.
Do you think you could pull it off?
A bank robbery? I'd be so bad at it.
Imagine that feeling of your heart just like, here we go.
The feeling would be exhilarating. Absolutely. Like that feeling, I want that feeling every day.
I wish I could be in that role and not have to experience the aftermath. Like imagine you could go and rob a bank and know that obviously you're not
Nothing will happen to you, but this is just it's a simulation.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. But like I don't want you to tell me it's a simulation. I just want it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it's like a prank in the end. You're on a show.
You either get away with it or you get caught, but you know you're not going to do the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because robbing banks seems so far-fetched. It seems like it only happens in the movies.
Yeah.
That's not a very practical crime.
It's crazy how pop. Like, I feel like I could have got away with it back in like the Western times.
Yeah.
Did Bonnie and Clyde do banks?
I believe so.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bubba, that could have been us.
All right, look, check me out. Check
me
out.
They were bad people, though.
Check me out.
This guy's a good person. He just wanted a little bit.
He just wanted
it.
Imagine this scene, right? Imagine me and you are playing a prank. Like, we're pranking Mariah, right? We have this whole production crew. Mm-hmm. We have it all set up, right? There's this bank out, you know, we're driving far out, like 3 hours to go somewhere, and we're like, hey Mariah, can you stop the bank real quick? I need to pull out cash. But it's just like the fake bank.
Yeah,
there's fake people going in, fake people coming, extras, everyone is actors. And imagine we both are in there and she's just waiting for us out in the car, you know, and then we just run out with duffel bags of money, cash just flying everywhere. We get in the car, drive, and then now she, like, imagine that feeling that she would feel. But it's all fake.
Oh.
And she's driving. You have to switch seats with her because she can't drive. And then she's just in the passenger. She's just like,
no.
I felt it. I saw us running out. Now everybody's
yeah.
dead.
It sucks that we know, but like imagine it's exhilarating. Well, maybe flip it to you. You're the one that we're pranking, right? But like that feeling, imagine being able to feel that. And then in the end, it's like a show. It's a prank.
It would be. There was that one show that did a really good job with their pranks. Not Punk'd.
Lance Hutan?
That's him. but I feel like that would be something good on there to do that just to get that reaction. I'm so curious, though. I want to know if I could do it.
There's no way. Come on.
Actually, like, rob a bank, like, if you can get away with it?
There's no way.
I don't think you could. No. It's much tougher than
it's not in
you
your
think.
Blood.
And also, movies are...
Yeah. They just make it look so fun.
Yeah.
I want
to
go
you
in...
You have to have, like, a psychological issue.
I want
a
laser cut... A vault door.
Oh,
I want to fucking
oh, bank
be.
Rob a bank like Daniel Craig.
Yeah, I
or
wanna,
Tom Cruise.
I want to do it the super spy
like,
way.
Like Now You See Me.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right. So you see, that's a different story. In my head, the traditional go in, hands up in the air, put all the money in the bag, and
no,
then,
I want
and
it
then
to
escape.
Be. I want to be super stealthy with it. I want to track somebody for months and get pictures of their eyeballs and get contacts made. With the same
while your
exact,
buddies are in the van, they have all this tech shit around them. They're like, all right, walk in right now, head to your right.
I want that. I want to drive an RC car through the AC ducts, blow a hole on top of it, enter from rebel.
I think the three of us can make a really good team. I think we all have something specific that we can offer in this. We couldn't do it on our own.
No,
but when you have a team like this, I'm thinking of us like Ocean's 3. This could work if we wanted.
Jordan's like the mule. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like the one that we're like. He's the
yeah.
He's the front facing man. Mm-hmm. Like no one's gonna question Jordan.
Right. Like he walks in first.
The distraction.
Distracts
the distraction. yeah.
Mariah's in the car with headset. She's got X-ray on the building.
But we're forgetting one person. Matt would not be good at this, so I'm taking Matt out of this.
Matt's
equation.
Calling the cops. Yeah, they're coming in.
Yeah, he just would. It's just what he would.
I told him not to do it.
He wouldn't work for this team. Like he would get us caught easily. He would. Yeah, one person that I think would do really well with us is we need someone with just balls, right? Mm-hmm. In the end of the day, who's like kind of willing to. Get right in the middle of it. Mm. I think we have you, but someone who doesn't really care about
I'm not
their,
crazy enough.
Yeah.
Todd, shotgun, butt to the head.
I'm more like technical, like behind the, like kind of like setting up,
mm-hmm.
organizing, organized crime.
Isn't it fun?
Scheduling. Yeah.
Scheduling.
Boy, you can't.
What's our call time when we hit the bank?
Zane, you're late. Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
They should have an escape room, but instead of escaping, you're robbing. So they let you do all those little things that you just said.
Good. The opposite of an escape room, an enter room.
Yeah.
You got to break into a home.
That's a good idea. Like that, I don't know why they don't make shit like that. But do you think that's encouraging people to...
Like where you got to pick a lock to get into the house.
Is it encouraging though, like breaking in and robbing people? Escape room is good, right? Because escape rooms... help
you're
you
put
get
in a bad situation.
You're put in a bad situation, exactly.
Right. I guess you could apply the same principles, but in reverse.
I guess. Yeah, or like you have to save somebody from inside.
Yeah, you could spin it in a positive way.
You're stealing the money to feed your kids.
There's a hostage situation inside of a house.
Yes.
And you got to break in to get the hostage.
Oh, I would do that. I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
You could save the hostage?
Yeah.
Hostage rescued. Mom, someone's at the door.
We don't deserve this channel.
We don't.
We don't deserve this.
I'm glad we did it though. I really liked this episode a lot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, nobody else. Now looking back at it, we talked about banana flavors for like that was it. I
sometimes
fun.
I feel like this is our first podcast.
Really? I loved it.
No, it's good.
It's fine.
Every artist has like flop albums, you know? I was just watching a TikToker talk about this. Like every artist has their flop albums. It's okay. Not every episode has to be perfect. It really doesn't.
We're in our flop era.
Yeah. Maybe, it's fine.
Maybe it's like an artist that thinks they put out a banger and it doesn't do well. Maybe that's what I feel about this episode.
And you know what? It's easier for us because it's just an episode.
I like it.
It's not a whole album that we're working
it's
on.
It's different.
It's different. Yeah. There's not much pressure. And then we're just turning on a camera and just posting. Mm. You know? Who cares?
All right, enough with the inspirational video.
Yeah, right. Is this going on Patreon?
Probably. All right, let's close it out. Yeah, all right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We love you. And the Patreon. We also do unwinds. So we keep these cameras rolling, keep hanging out. So you get an extended cut of this.
We got bonus episodes. Uh-huh. We got high and drawing episodes.
All of it. Patreon.com/Heat.
As always, make sure to buy the best coffee in the world, Cromoda at Cromoda.com. We got so many flavors out. We got blueberry pancake.
Ooh, as
one of our new flavors. And we got, it's not new, sorry, it's been out, but like it's one of our like latest flavors.
We also have canned cold brew, which is unbelievable. Again, Cromoda.com to check that out.
And of course, you can check out these episodes every Monday if you want to listen to the audio form of these podcasts. If you're on your way to work, you're working out, doing anything active. We post on podcast platforms, and then on Tuesdays, we post a video form of these episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, where you could watch and listen at the same time.
All right. Well, we love you guys, and we will see you soon on Wine.
Bye.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
Yes.